conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
It's boating season, and Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina can help you find the boat of your dreams. Shop top brands, including Veranda, Crestliner, Lund, Bayliner, Pinecraft, and more at Eclipse Marine Seneca and Clemson Marina. Whether you're looking to buy or rent a boat or service your boat by certified Yamaha technicians, Clemson Marina can get you on the water. Don't let the summer pass you by. Visit Eclipse Marine Seneca or Clemson Marina to explore new and pre-owned boats. Take out a rental or service your boat with certified Yamaha technicians.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I basically sat through the entire torturous All-Star game last night. Now, and the reality is, it was actually pretty interesting.
Was it?
Yeah, it was actually It was actually pretty interesting. As All-Star games go, where it is, you know, they normally suck out loud. This one was sort of interesting for a number of reasons, including the experimentation with the challenge on balls and strikes, which I have some problems with, quite honestly. And I'll get to that a little bit later when we get to that conversation. That conversation, you know, if you had asked me yesterday how much time I'd be spending on today's All-Star game, I would have said like 18 seconds. But based on what I saw last night, it might be more like 40 minutes because I have another element I want to get into too, something that I put up for fun. But I think it would be far more interesting than the conventional home run derby. In any case, it was an interesting All-Star night. It ended in an interesting way with a home run derby 2. You know, there isn't anything you can do about that because they're using the totality of the pitcher. So the game cannot go on endlessly in extra innings. All the pitchers were spent. So there's no one to throw any extra innings, okay? So that's the dilemma with thinking that, you know, you can have an 18-inning All-Star game. You can't. It's impossible unless the managers change their philosophy and allow. Now, it wasn't always this way. In the past history of the All-Star game, you would see guys throw multiple innings, and you might have guys who just didn't get used at all. In more modern, more recent All-Star performances, you've seen this tendency to pitch guys an inning or something of that sort and to get everybody into the game. Well, if that is going to be your operating method, then you can't play extra innings in an All-Star game. That's just the reality of it. So, you know, I honestly thought, you know, on the surface, it sounds like it sucks. It does. It sounds like we're going to get the extra innings. We're going to play some ridiculous distortion of the game. But remember, a few years back, they had the tie, and fans were really unhappy with the tie. They just ended the game after nine innings and called it a tie. No one was happy with that. So at the very least, there was a method to provide a winner and a loser. And it occurred relatively quickly. And since we hadn't seen it before, it was a little bit interesting. In a way, it was more interesting than the home run derby was. So we'll get to all of that a little later. I want to talk more Clemson football up front and more college football in general. We'll talk a little bit about the toughest schedules, according to me, toughest schedules in the country this year for college football teams. Brent Venables, Ramone, he's either been in the sun or he's got that spray on tan thing going. I don't know. I see him up there.
He's talking 90 miles an
hour. Yeah, he's talking 90 miles an hour. Yeah that's who he is. Yeah, that's what he is.
I can imagine him driving.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I remember one interview I did with him where he was just nonstop. I mean, he was high strung.
Total energy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's interesting because I still remember a lot of those conversations. And even when he first got here, you know, I was a big fan of him because obviously I'd watched him in his Kansas State days. And I had seen him be a co-defensive coordinator at K-State with Mike Stoops. That was always fun. Those two guys got in near fisticuffs a number of times.
Is that right?
Yeah. There was no... They may have been friends, but they were also there was a love hate relationship there. That's for sure. But I always knew that he would be great. And now he is. Now I think he's going to have a great team this year, and I think he's going to have a great defense. I think Oklahoma's defense is going to be top five in the country. I think that they have the arguably the third best defensive edge room in the country. To my way of thinking, I think that's. That's how I would look at it. They're right there in that mix. I don't think I actually did that. I just ranked the individual defensive ends, but we talked about the top groups, and the top groups would include Texas and Oklahoma. In fact, those two would probably be one and two for me. Clemson would probably be three, and I don't know where I'd go after that. That's the top of the edge rush room rankings for me. You know, I got a chance to listen to the interviews on my way in that Kwok and Faxon did. I thought it's interesting. You know, Garrett Riley is a little bit of a politician in him. He doesn't want to give you too much. You know, we're getting a little too close now, and he doesn't want to give you too much. But I don't know if it was Kwok or Faxon. One of them asked him about, I think it was Faxon. Asked him about 12 personnel, and will we see more of that this year? And I thought his answer to that, I don't think he wanted to be crystal clear on that, but I think he was in what he said, because he said, well, you know, it's sort of hard to do that. He said, well, you know, I guess the issue is that, you know, when you look at our receivers and he starts listing them off, he said, you know, you're going to have to take, you know, one of those guys off the field. So without saying hell no, he said hell no. That's what he said. I think that's how I would interpret that. I would interpret to the notion of the likelihood of you seeing 12 personnel on the field this year for Clemson, it does not sound like you're going to see it very much, if at all. I mean, you may see it situationally. You know, some sort of short yardage situation, that type of thing. But in terms of, you know, just the regular use of personnel, it does not sound likely to me. In fact, it sounds more likely that Clemson's going to somehow resemble 2019 LSU. You know, LSU went empty a lot. LSU put everybody into the pattern, and they basically put the game on Burrow's shoulders in terms of how he would handle it, how he would handle pressure, his ability to escape and extend, and his ability to use the safety valve at running back. That's what LSU did. They spread people out, and there was no way anybody could defend any of that. That's still, look, you can argue about the greatest offenses in the history of the sport, and you could make a really strong argument for 2019 LSU. They were certainly among the greatest offenses in the history. They're certainly the greatest modern offense in history, without question. And part of it was they had such insane talent at the skill positions, and part of it was they spread people all over the field, and they relied on the quarterback. They went empty constantly. In fact, that was their base. They spread you out. They went empty, and they flooded everybody into the pass route. It sounds, I don't know if Clemson's going to be that extreme. I don't think they are, because, Dabo Swinney has talked about the desire to have balance. But, look, I go back to what Mike Leach said on this show a million times. Look, there's more than one way to achieve balance. Balance doesn't necessarily have to mean 50% runs and 50% passes. It can mean ball distribution among the receivers. And, when you heard Garrett Riley in that interview, one of the other things he said was, we don't have to have one. It's not always ideal to just have one great receiver. We would rather have the ability to spread the ball around. And that's what he's talking about. He's talking about using all these resources and spreading people out and spreading the ball around. And that makes you really almost impossible to defend. And that's what I think Clemson's going to be this year. So, I think there's a lot of talk about the tight end room. I'm not sure that how much we're actually going to see all those guys. We'll find out. I think that you're not going to take one of those receivers off the field in favor of the tight ends. Now, Bentancur is a freak. And, I've heard a lot of chatter recently about Bentancur might be the best tight end in Clemson history. Well, look, I started that, right? On signing day with Bentancur, I said it back then that I thought he had the talent, the athleticism, to potentially be the greatest tight end in Clemson football history. Now, we haven't seen a lot of it yet for an assortment of reasons, and I do think we're going to see some of him this year because he's such a freak athletically. But the reality is that you have a bunch of proven receivers, and it seemed to me what Garrett Riley said is, I'm not taking proven wide receivers off the field in favor of a tight end that's not proven. I think that's what he said. If you just sort of read between the lines. So you're going to see a lot of four wide receiver sets. You're going to see Clemson spreading people out. You're going to see a lot of the game, a lot more of the game put on the shoulders of Cade Klubnik now, to manage it and to make the decisions and to handle the pressures and all of those things. This is the point that you see it. Year one with Cade was a disaster. Year two was a vast improvement in every way, but still not completely polished. Year three as a starter, at this point, given what Cade knows, given the continuity in the system, given the same offensive coordinator, given the same receiver group and enhanced group now, continuity in the offensive line, there is going to be a lot put on Cade this year to make decisions and to essentially be the coach on the field. And I think as a result of that, you're going to want to give him as many weapons as possible, and that's what I heard. That's what I heard. So I also heard Garrett Riley talk about running backs in space. And, and I think when you consider that element, now you're talking about the ability of the backs to catch the ball as well. And I think that you're going to have some of that. I think there's far more versatility in the running back room this year than there was last year. Interesting that Garrett Riley focused for several minutes on Jarvis Green as well, talking about how he could be one of the surprise players. So we'll see. There's only one football, and there are going to be a lot of people who want to eat in this offense. So we'll see how that goes. I still think the pecking order is going to be something other than that. But we'll see whether Jarvis Green gets an opportunity. Tyler Grisham said something that I thought was really interesting. And you can get in if you'd like. You want to get in the phone lines. The text line's already exploded. I'll get to your text on all this. I'm just giving you some initial thoughts as per usual. I thought Tyler Grisham said something that was really interesting and maybe a bit puzzling too. He talked about how the leaders in the wide receiver room, and that, you know, he thought he was going to have Antonio Williams and Adam Randall as the two leaders. And he talked about what a great leader Adam Randall was and how, you know, he was disappointed to basically lose him from the wide receiver room to the running back room. And you know, I don't know. That I found that really interesting on a number of fronts, because there's not been any real Adam Randall sighting in terms of wide receiver production. It's been an area that he hasn't seemed all that comfortable in. At least, you know, with vertical routes and ball tracking, didn't seem all that comfortable. I thought last spring we saw something different in the usage of Adam Randall. I mean, a year ago, we saw Clemson get the ball to him on shorter throws to try to use his ability as a runner after the catch. That seemed to work a little in the spring game, and I thought we might see more of that, but we didn't see a ton of that. And Adam Randall really just was never a big factor. Part of it was injury, early injury, but he was never a big factor in terms of production as a wide receiver. And yet it was interesting that, you know, Tyler Grisham was basically saying, you know, he was one of the two leaders in the room with Antonio Williams, and that, you know, it hurt to lose him in that regard. That makes it seem like he had big expectations for him still at receiver. Now, those expectations were never fulfilled, at least in any meaningful way. Now, maybe he just needed more time. Maybe after that whole injury situation, I don't know. Maybe Tyler thought that he was still coming of age as a receiver. I'm not sure. That puzzled me a little bit because, you know, for example, last year there was a ton of attention on Antonio Williams before the season, talking about his work ethic and his leadership and how committed he was and all this stuff. And then he went out and he delivered that type of season. Adam Randall did not go out and deliver that type of season, which is why you reach the end of the year and you still had no real on-field answer for who or what Adam Randall was until a magical kick return in front of a magical field goal that advanced Clemson. It was the kick return that changed this whole thing. But it's interesting to note that, you know, that type of leadership, regardless of whether it translated at wide receiver or not, onto the field of play, that Tyler Grisham talked about Adam Randall's leadership and his commitment. And that's something I would not have known from watching him play last year. You know, and then on top of that, Garrett Riley talked about how he's way ahead of where he expected him to be in terms of picking up some of the nuances of the running back position and making that transition to running back, including he referenced pass protection and a couple other things. So I think that it seems reasonable now to think that Adam Randall has his position and that he's going to be really committed and has been to enhancing that situation. And that's a good sign. I mean, that's a good sign for all concerned, you know, because you're talking about a 230-pound guy who has good long speed, as we've said many times. I think you ran 800 meter in high school. And you've seen flashes of that speed. You saw it on the kick return. You saw it on his 40-yard run. You've seen flashes of that speed. I mean, if you can have a 230-pound running back that has long speed and has contact balance, which he seems to have, I mean, I think you could make the argument that he's been basically playing out of position the whole time. But Tyler Grisham, it doesn't sound like, would make that argument, because he was pretty optimistic about what Adam Randall could mean to the wide receiver group. I thought that whole part of that was interesting because, like I said, the Williams stuff that we had heard about, we knew about, translated to the field. The Randall stuff did not translate to the field. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower, the list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
His name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
The first day of school will be here before you know it. Get a head start on your back-to-school shopping with savings from Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through August 31st, get extra savings on select back-to-school purchases with 6.99% APR when you use your Founders credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to find more information and start saving today. Membership qualification required. Promotional rate ends March 1st, 2026. Effective APR of 13.25% to 17.90% will apply. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, for folks that want to learn more about working at Snyder Tree Care, how do they reach you? What's the best way to go about this?
We're easy to find. You can get us online at schneidertree.com. That's schneidertree.com. Or call us. The office number, 864-244-3088. Online is probably the best way. You can fill out an application there or come by the office. If you want to work with us, we'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payoff via virtual prepaid for allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of the rodeo. And daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm the sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake.
That is so good. I mean, that is just so insanely good. A texter pointed out, he said, you know, I think they were talking about Adam Randall's practice habits and mentioned he practiced harder than everyone. That's how he affected the wide receiver room. That's true. But again, you would have expected that to translate to the field then. You know, that was my point. You know, and it sounded like Tyler was still had regrets about not having Randall as a part of that wide receiver room. So again, I think that probably helps in the transition to running back, that commitment. I don't think that we had any way of knowing that commitment from what we saw on the field or what we didn't see. You know, that's sort of my point. In other words, maybe Adam Randall is a little more dedicated, a little more special in terms of commitment and practice habits and want to than we knew. You know, it's funny. You can recruit a guy at a particular position. He can want to play that position. You can have him earmarked for that position. And sometimes it just doesn't happen for whatever reason. You know, and you know, I can give you a good example. Jordy Nelson, who played at Kansas State, was a walk-on safety at Kansas State. And, you know, and he was recruited to be a safety. He was a walk-on safety. He was the state of Kansas 100-meter champion. Now, that's not like being the state of Texas 100-meter champion, you understand. But he had good speed for a safety. And that was the plan. That's what he played in high school, and that's what the plan was for him collegiately. And it didn't take all that long for Kansas State to realize this guy just doesn't have a defensive personality. And so Snyder moved him from safety to wide receiver, and the rest, as they say, is history. He went on to have some of the greatest seasons in college football history. He had a season where he caught 130 passes. Actually, something like that, 120 passes, whatever it was. It's the same season that Crabtree posted his 140. Nelson had 125 or whatever it was. He was right behind him. And then Nelson went on to obviously a very successful career in the NFL as a wide receiver with the Green Bay Packers. Very, very successful career. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, a guy plays a certain position, you recruit him at a certain position, he wants to play that position. For whatever reason, it doesn't work out. You can't always reboot them. You know, actually, most times you probably can't, but sometimes you can. And maybe Adam Randall is going to be one of those guys that you can. Texas says, Red Rock Taylor tried him on defense, no instincts for the position. Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. And so, you know, that's what makes this thing sort of interesting. And you know, you're talking about a guy who has no experience at the position, and he could be the starting running back versus LSU. He could get the first handoff. You know, and what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? You know, look, they know, they see these guys every day, and so they know about things like ball security, at least they think they do to this point. And so you would think that those kinds of questions have been answered to their satisfaction, but, you know, the games are going to prove that. And that's the thing we don't really know, because we've not seen Adam Randall, you know, carry the ball 15 times in a football game. You know, will the ball security be there? What will it look like? Will he wear people down? You know, as when Maffa was healthy, he wore people down in the second half of games. You know, look, part of this goes to who and what Clemson's going to be offensively. You know, again, if we're not going to see a lot of 12 personnel, then it makes it sound like we're going to see more of a passer-based offense. But Dabo Swinney has preached balance forever. He preached balance the other day. And honestly, Garrett Riley, when he was at TCU, preached balance himself. He had great receivers, but they still had two running backs that were really gifted backs, and they fed those guys. You know, your leading runner rushed for like 1,600 yards, and your number two runner had a boatload of yards too. So, you know, Garrett Riley is not a guy who has been pass happy. He's wanted to run the ball as well. But you still play to your strengths. And, you know, the one thing that Garrett Riley is going to have to do is figure out how to balance all these touches, how to keep people happy. More importantly than keeping people happy, though, is how to make it all mesh to create a winning solution. And again, the more weapons, I think more of this is going to be put on Cade's shoulders. I think you're to see that this year, more of everything is going to be put on Cade's shoulders. And I don't, it sounds like we're not going to see a ton of 12 personnel. It sounds like we're going to see more four wide receiver sets, and we may at times see more empty. We may at times see a little quasi 2019 LSU, even though Clemson still wants to run the ball. So I think it's going to be fascinating to watch and see how it all comes together, and also to see the blend. I'm interested in game one to see what the run-pass ratio is. You know, what balance is going to mean for this offense? Is this more like a Mike Leach situation, and balance means distribution among the wide receivers? It might. Distribution among the running backs, not just in terms of handoffs, but in terms of outlets from the backfield. You know, look, here's the thing. Just like LSU did, you know, if you're spreading people all out over the field with elite receivers, all right, that demands a certain commitment defensively. And frequently the guy who's left wide open is your outlet guy. It's your running back. And LSU used that time and time again. You know, use that time and time again to their success. And it may be that Garrett Riley thinks that's quite possible this year with what he has at wide receiver and what he has at running back. And again, I would keep in mind with like an Adam Randall, for example, just because you're not a great receiver as a receiver does not mean you won't be a great receiver as a running back. Those are two different things. Running backs aren't receivers. Frequently, they have stone hands. Travis Etienne had stone hands for 2 years. You know, and frequently they do. So Adam Randall, you can say whatever you want about him as a receiver and his effectiveness as a receiver, but trust me, as a running back receiver, he's going to be elite. Right? That's a different animal. It's an entirely different position. The threshold isn't as high. You know, and so Adam Randall, whether he ever was a super productive wide receiver here or not, could still be a super productive, hyper productive receiver out of the backfield. And I think Gideon Davidson can as well. And so I think they think they have some options there. You know, again, Garrett Riley talked about the back's ability in space, and I don't think he meant just as runners. I think he meant in terms of throwing them the ball as well, getting them out in space, creating. Look, all of this stuff today, okay, in terms of offense and way, it's always been this way, but it's more this way the last 20 years. It's the whole concept is to create one-on-one matchups in space and have your guy beat their guy. That's the whole friggin' concept of offense. It's the whole concept. Well, when you have, if not matchup advantages, at least matchup strengths all over the field, that becomes a lot easier to do. It becomes a lot easier to do. You can be very creative with the things you do. And oh, by the way, at the end of this list, okay, at the end of this list, with all the weapons and all the frisbee-catching dogs and all the stuff that Clemson has right now and the more versatile talent at receiver, when you have all those things, at the end of the whole trail, you have a quarterback that can still run, as you saw versus Pittsburgh. Now, Clemson hasn't called on that a lot. You know, we had this conversation before last year with great frequency about the need for Cade Klubnik to run the ball more. He did. But, you know, my point being, you know, you, look, when you have all these weapons, you're not going to want Cade to be Lamar Jackson. Not that he could, okay? But you're not going to want that. But the point is, when the defense has to worry about, you know, four or five different receivers, running back out of the backfield, these type of things, and your running backs in general, frequently the forgotten guy is the quarterback. And so you don't need Cade Klubnik to run it like Deshaun Watson ran it, but he could have some very big runs just based on the fact that the defense is going to be so occupied with all these other elements, and he still has that that resume, that calling card, right? He's still a pretty good athlete and has pretty good speed. I mean, look, he's not the runner that Deshaun Watson was. Deshaun Watson was a smart, savvy runner, a numbers counter. Cade isn't that, but he's a better athlete. I mean, you know, Cade probably runs 4.55 or something in that range. You know, Deshaun Watson, when Deshaun Watson tested at Spark, he ran 4.98. Now, he actually ran better here eventually, but I think Cade is a pretty good athlete, and that's the part of the equation that people forget about completely. And you know what? You won't mind if the opposing defenses forget about it completely too. It's not something you want to use every down. You don't really want to risk Cade injury given all the offensive weapons you have. But there are going to be times that he's basically forgotten about in that regard because of the defense's concern for all of these other elements that they're going to have to deal with. And it can still be a highly productive situational element. So, in other words, you're not going to see Cade Klubnik do the Deshaun Watson thing and run it 18 times in a game. But you could see him run it, you know, 6-7 times, and those 6-7 times be highly productive. That's all very, very possible. It's just another element to recognize when you start evaluating what the opposing defensive coordinator has on his preparation plate. It's one that they better not forget, because he can burn you in that regard, as he did Pittsburgh. When you forget about it, that's when he's going to hit you with the 40-yard run. And that's what he's actually capable of. He's capable of, okay, so he's not going to run, you know, 4 yards a carry, and he's not going to give you that element. But what he can give you is he can give you the occasional 40-yard run, the big play run. He's capable of that. So I think when you look at all these other elements and what you can expect to see, you know, I think we heard a little bit today between the lines, and what I heard is you're not going to see 12 personnel. You can pretty much forget about it, because except situationally, short yardage, that type of thing, you can pretty much forget about it, it sounds like, because Garrett Riley is too enamored with, and when I say too enamored, I don't mean to a negative extent. I mean positively. He's enamored, very enamored, let's say, with his wide receiving core and with the depth of that wide receiving core, at least at the start of the year, and with the answers, the proven answers he has there versus the still somewhat unproven answers he has at tight end. So, you know, again, given that situation, which would you do? You know, if it came down to, well, do we have a T.J. Moore or Wesco on the field versus a tight end, which are you doing? You're putting the wide receiver on the field. So I think you got that answer today, and so that's what I expect to see. I expect to see Clemson spreading people out and throwing the football. And again, not to the extent of bypassing on all balance, but that's what I would suggest based on what we heard today. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Heavenly Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Heavenly Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit heavenlyaire.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB587.
Coming up on Thursday's edition of Out of Bounds, Ben Milstead and I will get into lots of college football conversation regarding some of the favorites in the country and their quarterback situations. We've also got some coaching things to get into, the latest from SEC Media Days, and more assistant coach audio from Clemson from Tuesday. We've got so much more to share with you. Plus, Brian Edwards is here to give us winners. All that and much, much more. Don't miss it.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam, and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Mail, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymail.com.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sports book for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Ramona, she kind of looks like Tempest Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm. Snake farm, just sounds nasty. The snake farm, pretty much it. Snake farm, it's a reptile house. Snake farm.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Ramona spent the whole break. Yeah, Ramona from Snake Farm. She spent the whole break kibitzing about Paul Feinbaum and this other dude's jacket. The jacket looks a little like a tablecloth.
It does. Yeah. But see, I have no sound and all that. I'm listening to you, but these things are up in my eye view.
Yeah, the things in your eye view were his ears. That's what you spoke about all break. You said you brought up the pinky and the brain thing again.
It does that we used look to, like pinky and the brain.
Yeah, I mean, I brought that up a million years ago. And
he's really skinny.
Yeah, right. And that probably doesn't help the ears.
No, it doesn't.
You know, and you gotta get some tape for those things. You know, or something like that. But you know, the thing is, the bad news is that the only part of your body that grows throughout your own entire life is your ears.
Yeah. So he's not looking. He's not good in the ear department.
No. You know. I just saw this, Ramona. Just as an aside. Nature is amazing. I honestly believe this is one of the biggest mysteries there is. Orcas are the most efficient predators on Earth, yet they have never attacked us in the wild. They know something we don't. Yeah, what they know is that we suck, that we taste like crap because we eat all bad things. That's what they know. That's what they know.
Just drinking water.
Right. We're like spoiled food to them. That's
they're
why.
Like,
that's
what. This?
Right. Right. Now, you healthy people, you vegetarians,
oh, yeah.
You probably don't want to go swim with orcas.
No preservatives in that one there.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. Oh, my God. Texas says, exceptional start to the show. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Texter 314. Thank you very much. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. Clemson Brad says, first thing he has to do is stay healthy. His big issue since he's been here. Who are you talking about, Brad? You talking about Randall? Maybe it's talking about Randall. You got to, you know, again, we hit and move, so give me the full content, because otherwise I'm left to guess when I re-hit your text. Text said, would have beat Louisville and USC, too, had we tackled that Swamp Ranger. But he said that if it works for Randall, better late than never. Right, right, exactly right. What is this here? Ralph, our good friend Ralph is back, free weights Johnny. While I long suspected it, but it's come out that Carson Beck was not very well liked within the Georgia football program this past year. He got the big head, he was very arrogant, had the model girlfriend, and was just very aloof and not the leader or team player. He basically kept to himself. Gunner does not have the arm that Beck has, but he is universally liked by the Georgia team. He's a hard-nosed, gritty guy. Not a spectacular player, but capable, decent runner. Not as good as Stetson Bennett, but just below him. We'll see what happens this year. Hope you're well. You know, Ralph is a pretty interesting guy, Ramona, because, again, he had an epiphany regarding the Georgia program and all the off-field issues as a diehard Georgia fan, and he didn't like it. And he said so, and it obviously it affected his fandom to a degree, and it should, you know. But I think from a analysis standpoint, I think every word that Ralph just said in that whole thing is 100% true. I think every bit of that is true. I think that was part of the problem with Carson Beck, and it's the hope for Gunnar Stockton. Yeah, Gunnar Stockton doesn't throw it as well as Carson Beck does, and he's not as pure a quarterback, but you know, he may not have to be. What he needs to be is a leader of men. You know, that's what he needs to be. He needs to be a guy his teammates like. And we already saw that, okay? Okay, it may not be to a full season long extent. This is why Georgia to me is a wild card team. It may not be to a full season extent, but we saw it. We saw it in the Texas game, game two. Carson Beck has 50 yards offense in the first half, and Georgia looks terrible. Second half, Gunnar Stockton comes in, and even though he didn't light the world on fire and Bobo was conservative about how he used him, you could see the whole team got an emotional lift when Stockton came in the game. It was undeniable. We saw it. You know, and I think that made the difference. You know, we once saw that same lift given to Georgia by Jake Fromm in a similar circumstance. And we saw that with Gunnar Stockton. There's no question about it. And he played well against Notre Dame. That's why Georgia, to me, is like sort of the ultimate wild card this year. They have great receiving talent. You know, last year the receiving core was a big problem. But, you know, you have 2 6'6 receivers. You have talent. You have guys who were there that I think are finally going to get their chance. I think like Humphreys. You know, Bell's a guy that can make plays in space with the ball. I think this receiving core is going to be much better. And the tight end group is obviously good with Oscar Delp and company and you know, deep and talented. So I think it's interesting. Texter said Watson ran a 4.66 at the 2017 combine. Yeah, like I said. I said he improved in that regard. But that's not what he was when he was here. When he was here, he had run a 4.98 at Spark. 4.98 at Spark. So yeah. That's obviously true. 940 said, with all the talented wide receivers, Clemson's going to have a hard time keeping them all happy. Well, you know, look, the wide receiver position historically now has become the prima donna position along with cornerback, and you can understand why. It's their duels in space. But Clemson doesn't seem to have any of those guys, and so I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think you're going to have, you know, look, if it was going to be an issue, quite honestly, it probably would have been an issue with guys like Stilato or whatever. I don't think you're in that situation now. I think you're in a share the wealth kind of situation. a greater good situation where all these guys understand that there's something bigger than themselves to play for right now, that this team has a legitimate chance to play for a national championship. They have a chance to do some special things. And quite honestly, if they don't do it this year, you don't know when it's going to happen. You know, this team is better situated this year to make a run at a national championship than it will be next year or maybe the year after that, or we don't know. We don't know. This is your best shot. This is when you have all of these pieces that have come together. An experienced offensive line, this is why I picked Clemson to play for that in that game back at the start of February. You have an experienced offensive line, an experienced quarterback, a consistent offensive coordinator, continuity in all areas of the offense, talent in the running back room, experienced defensive front that has to play better than it did a year ago, but with a lot of guys who are high projections. You have these elements. You have an experienced leader of the defense in Wade Woodhouse. You know, and so this is really the team that has the best chance given the magnitude, given the level of the talent and the amount of experience this football team has. That's why this team, more than any other of recent vintage, more than any other probably in the next couple of years, this team has the best chance to do that. And I think it sets up well, which is why I think the Vegas number of 9.5 is a little nutty. Because I'm just, like I said, since February 1st, I've been saying this, and I'm going to keep saying it. I still think Clemson plays Penn State for the national championship. Now, who wins? I don't know. But that's what I think the game is going to be. I just think that's where we are. And by the way, I'm probably not coming off that, just to be clear. You know, we'll have a kickoff show and, you know, we'll have picked champions and stuff. I'm probably not coming off that. I think Penn State's playing Clemson for a national title. I don't know who's winning. And I'm not going to figure it out in 4 weeks either. I just think those are the two teams that are most likely to climb that mountain. And then for me, Texas is third and Notre Dame is fourth. And then I think you have a break between team four. And, again, as I view this right now, I think Penn State and Clemson are at the same level. I think then you have Texas, which is just a tiny bit behind. Not much. Slight, little. And then you have Notre Dame, which is just a tiny bit behind Texas in how I view it. Then I think there's a bigger gap to the next team. Whether the next team is Oregon, which I think is what I had, Ohio State, Georgia, I could see any of those teams as the next team. But I think the gap to that next team is bigger. That doesn't mean it's insurmountable. I mean, I think that if you ask me how many teams can win a national title this season, that's a different question. Do I think that Oregon is one of those teams that could win a national title? I do. Do I think Ohio State could? Sure. Do I think Georgia could? Sure. Those two programs have, incredible depth of talent. And there are questions that both of them are going to have to answer, but it's not impossible to think that either one of them could answer it. For the reason that Ralph listed, I'm actually higher on Georgia this year than I was the last 2 years, even though I ranked Georgia higher last year. I did not have Georgia in my national championship the last 2 years, in part because I didn't really believe in Beck, but I also thought there were other issues with Georgia's football team the last 2 years when they were the prohibitive favorite to win the national championship. They're not a prohibitive favorite to win anything this year, but I actually think their chance is better this year because I think they're going to have a pulse at quarterback. It's a bit of a wild card. You know, if I'm just ranking the SEC quarterbacks, I can't put Gunnar Stockton near the top of the mix. But the thing is, Gunnar Stockton doesn't have to be better than Nussmeier. He doesn't have to be better than Lenore Sellers. He has to be the best Georgia quarterback of the last 3 years. That's what he has to be. He has to be better than Carson Beck was. He has to activate those wide receivers. That's possible on all fronts. And that's why Georgia, to me, is like one of the ultimate wild card teams. But as I look at the top of the college football hierarchy, I have not changed my mind. Despite the key Penn State injury, which I think was enormous, Penn State lost a guy who was, they thought was the next Abdul Carter. And you saw him at the end of last year, and I think his loss really hurts them. It hurts their depth at defensive end, too. But it's not going to change my outlook. I still think they're going to be just too good on the other side. They're going to be a throwback dominant offensive football team that I'm not sure anybody can really stop. I don't know what you're going to do to stop them. You know, if we get Tom Allen on here at some point, one of the things I would ask him, in addition to everything about Clemson, I'd ask him about Penn State. I'm curious about several things, including some comparisons between those situations. I'm also curious, as a defensive coordinator for Clemson, if he were to meet up with Penn State, how he would go about defending that football team this season. Because I think that team is going to have an awful lot of answers. But regardless, that's how I see the top of the college football world right now. I think that Clemson and Penn State and Clemson are the two top teams. I think Texas is a really close three that could easily get there. I think Notre Dame is a close to Texas four. And then I think there is a wider gap between four and five. There's a wider gap between four and five than there is any other position. That's the widest gap. That's how I view it. You can get in on any of this. You get in the phone lines. You want to get in, contribute, you're welcome to. And people always complain you can't get anything in right now. I'm giving you all sorts of college football talk. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay. What the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had to ride a new truck? Now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams and his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Final days of employee pricing for everyone from now until the end of the month. You pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. It's incredible. Lake Kiwi gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the base price. Simply put, you shop somewhere else, you're paying too much. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
America is facing a health crisis, and the answer isn't more meds. John Hite here, and I was able to drop 50 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan without taking Ozempic or any weight loss shots. I'm not going to be on medication, and I refuse to be when it comes to my weight loss, especially when these drug companies are out here just replicating GLP-1, the product in products like Ozempic that helps some people lose weight, but then they just come with these massive side effects, the high costs, and all your weight comes back when you're done with the program, but not with PhD weight loss. You're going to actually drop the pounds faster the natural way. Yes, the natural way. Right now, to get started with PhD Weight Loss, they're offering you a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. In less than 5 minutes, you'll know what's really going on inside your body. Visceral fat, muscle, bone, metabolic age, and more. It will tell them the exact program you'll need to flip your fat-burning switch on and produce that GLP-1, most importantly, without a shot. And the body scan is totally free. Call now to book your consultation at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer